Blog Talk Radio.
Influential holiday of the year, but we're still doing it. We did it on Christmas Day once, and then it's a complete disaster. Didn't we do that?
Did it fall on Christmas Day? It had to, right?
Yeah.
A little Christmas morning. It's a disaster. It's probably great.
And it's also the first day of Hanukkah, which means Hanukkah will run through the Christmas.
What, Hanukkah change?
What? No, Hanukkah changes every year based on the Jewish calendar year. So this is late for them, so it's their first day. So.
No, their first day was a couple days ago, wasn't it?
No, today.
Really?
Today.
Why was our candle lit up in the park?
Last night.
Oh, a couple of nights ago, so. Maybe that's just like the top one.
No, they always just lit the middle one, so that's the most important.
They add one every night, every day. They light another one.
Well, they'll start doing it tonight. They haven't started yet.
Let's see what's hot in the sports world. Top headlines in ESPN.
We got outscored by 20 points in the second half last night and lost to the Suns. That was also hot. Were you watching that where you were?
I couldn't see anything where I was. My back was against the wall. Is the Suns bad? Is that a bad loss?
Yeah, they got six. No, I think they got like 8 wins. Let's see how many wins.
That's definitely an opportunity there.
Yeah. This whole road trip is against bad teams, which is definitely an opportunity to rack maybe 2 or 3 up if you can. Which means you could get to 10 wins before the new year, which would be like a staggering improvement.
Top results there were 27-4. At the bottom, Brooklyn 7 wins, Sixers 7 wins, Suns 9 wins, you're right. So they had 8 before that.
Yeah.
And we could have had 8. We could have been out of the cellar.
Yeah.
Mavericks 9 wins, Timberwolves 9 wins.
Mavericks beat the Clippers last night.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Had some bronze at the game-winning shot.
That's awesome. Heat 10 wins, Lakers 11.
So it's going to be basically between, like, us and the Mavs and Miami to be the worst team, and maybe Brooklyn, but I think Brooklyn will not lose enough.
So, we just aren't. Does anyone talk about the Warriors having a chance of beating the record from last year? It's not going to happen, right?
They've only lost 4.
I know, right? What would you have to win? Lose 9?
Come on. They did not lose until 43 games, Luke Walton, coach. Yeah, and they went like 41-2 or 41. Yeah, they went. Where did they go without Steve Kerr?
Right,
40-4 in 44 games. So they're already at 4, and they have not even played 30 games yet.
Yeah.
So
I mean, it could be different than last year. They could get better because they could learn how to play together better.
What's the incentive to? You already got it.
How do they get JaVale McGee on their team? Why?
They have. He's only playing because Anderson Varejao got hurt.
He's pretty good, isn't he?
What? No, he's not good. I'd rather have Varejao than him. Yeah.
Alright.
And they got no Bogut and no Azealy, remember? And now Azealy's hurt in Portland.
Azealy?
Festus.
Yeah.
He's hurt in Portland again.
He's hurt in Portland?
Yeah.
What time he's hurt in Portland?
He's in Portland, and he's hurt. What do you mean, was
it?
They got rid of him.
Oh.
The two centers are Varejao. They got JaVale, and they could play Draymond as a five.
Yeah. I mean, the joke is Durant's big enough that he could easily play center.
Why would he do that?
Why would he?
Yeah.
It bleeds. That looks cool. Oh, shoot, actually.
What is it? It just had...
Watch. To fit the
track
of it, nice.
We're not going to get any call today. Zero.
I could text people.
No.
That's me looking.
Yeah.
I got to see if I may have missed my streak last night. Now we're getting off track here.
Do you think you'll be happy with people have selected for you in your allotment of gifts once you get them tonight and then tonight?
Yeah. I don't know, you worry about that. And let me ask you this. Who do you want to win our fantasy league? Mad Dog or Gene Paul?
I like anyone who wanted to draft to prove that all these people who read the magazines and look at the Sporting News, Sports Illustrated, Matthew, but it's a complete waste of time because all the draft will always win out.
Really?
Yeah.
Why are you thinking that?
Well, he's in the champion. Why would I think that? He already drafted. He's in.
Well, for example, and ended up giving him like six kickers.
Well, you just get rid of the five. What's the big deal with that?
You missed opportunities of getting quality players. Well, drafting kickers.
That's
a pretty stupid
other thing. That happened one time, and that's very rare in auto drafts. Auto drafts are usually greatly done. And I just want
Westbrook, Abdul, Thomas is about all top closers.
Yeah, they are top closers. He's a top opener last night, but he couldn't close it.
To win the game.
Game-winning shot.
That's just Westbrook's a hog, too.
Well, he's got 13 triple-doubles.
I know, because he's
You can't just say that, though. Come on. You have 13 triple doubles. How many games have they played? Like 28 games, 27 games, and he's got 30 triple. He's got 13 triple doubles.
Something about
him drives
me about Congress.
Why?
Because bothers me.
You like Durant and him and Durant.
I don't like Durant either. I don't care. Well, neither of them. Like LeBron, like it's just full straight up. You know. Admiration, kind of love him.
Yeah.
I've always been
in that place. You have not ever moved from that place.
I just admire how ridiculous of an athlete he is. He's just so huge and dominant, but he's not a hog, and he's so. You know what I mean? Like, he's just so.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's so...
Can we get a streak for the cash? I can never figure out how to do this.
All right, look at this. Bradshaw rips Tomlin.
Yeah.
Not a great coach at all.
Yeah. He said he's a good cheerleader guy.
Really
but...
a great cheerleader guy. What incited this?
They just asked him about it, and he answered the
question. 10 years into Tomlin's tenure, Ty Bradshaw is not impressed. I don't think he's a great coach at all. He said, well, a guest on Fox Sports 1 to speak for yourself. He's a nice coach to me. I've said this. He's really a great cheerleader guy. I don't know what he does. I don't think he is a great coach at all. His name never pops in my mind when we think about great coaches in the NFL.
And he hasn't done a great job. He lucked into one Super Bowl, kind of. We could have beat him if we got there, probably. That could have been our Super Bowl 43. Right?
Whitlock agreed, Chris Carter disagree. Oh, Chris Carter, did you disagree? Just.
You can watch him on Fox now. He's got to speak for himself on Fox. He's an NFL analyst.
Every day or what?
No, most days he's on something, whether he's on the Skip Show or he's on the Herd Show. And so is Ray Lewis. So a lot of, like, disgruntled ESPN is moving that way.
Stewart's director of communications weighed in on it. Friendly reminder, hashtag Stewart's head coach Mike Tomlin won
Super Bowl 43,
two appearances, won at AFC North four times, is 101-57, 639 winning percentage, and best in team history to 100 wins.
So a little bit.
Never posted a losing record.
And so a little bit of friendly fire.
Well, I'm sure Tomlin's dollars just got it's just infuriating. You know
what I mean? Why wouldn't it be?
I'm sure he is.
Yeah. He should be.
There's nothing to like about that comment. Now the Eagles, well, that's a team on the rise.
Yeah.
Dominant performance.
It's amazing that all the problems are probably more pronounced than ever, but they just won the game, including the coaching. And now Ryan Matthews has screwed up his neck. That's real good. He has to have surgery.
Oh, he's done with
the year? Yeah, he's over.
I'm not even concerned about that. Like, the other guys
are fine. Are we going to cut him or is he going to stay?
I don't know, really. I really don't know. How many years is this run to?
I think he's here the whole chip time.
No,
so
he
it's his,
was brought in with DeMarco.
No.
Yeah, they were brought in together, remember? It was, like, kind of ridiculous.
Second
year.
Right. So he'll be done here. Connor Barwin will probably be done here. Who else will be done here?
Brandon Graham. Just kidding.
Peters is probably.
In the Pro Bowl again, I don't know. You gonna get rid of someone that's just continuing in the Pro Bowl?
You got rid of D'Amico Ryans, and that hasn't hurt you at all. Even though linebackers have mightily struggled.
Is he playing somewhere?
No, he's enjoying his month on a beach.
Poor guy, I love that guy.
I know you do.
I really love that guy. That's a shame. That's really a shame. But what about
I didn't know you were so attached to the Mika and Ryan, so.
I thought he was a great guy.
Yeah.
And a good player. I liked him.
He is a good
player. What good games we got there? I'm not going to be watching football today.
Like.
Hey, I don't care anymore.
You should get good.
I don't care anymore.
There's not one bad game on the slate today.
Really?
Not a single one. Watch. Pull it up. Just pull it up so I can show you what kind of, with all kinds of things on the line. Well, every game, basically, except Rams and 49ers, which is a complete nothing game. But other than that, we got everything.
Jesus, huge slate today.
And
Miami at Buffalo.
Which Buffalo still has a chance? Come on, Bills.
New York at New England.
Todd Bowles, after his thing yesterday, going to be coaching. You know what? He kept throwing up. And they thought he was having a heart attack and ran a test. And he wasn't, but it's amazing that he'll be there for a team that is 4-10.
Tennessee at Jacksonville.
Right.
Minnesota at Green Bay. That one. San Diego at Cleveland.
It's got implications,
for
though.
It could.
Poor Pat Shermer really had some trouble with that offense. If the newer buffs, they really had some trouble. That really kind of was the death of their season a little bit.
Why don't we go through these games and you tell me who's going to win them? Miami if I'm
there. And that's going to be a Buffalo win.
New York at New England.
It's going to be passed.
Tennessee at Jacksonville.
It's going to be Tennessee.
Minnesota at Green Bay.
I don't feel so comfortable going with Green Bay, but I guess.
Okay. Diego at Cleveland.
I think this is Cleveland's last chance to win the game, so. Or are they? But I think it's going to be San Diego.
I'm going to say Cleveland's going to win that one. Washington at Chicago.
I want to add this game, too. But I can't pick the Bears. They just came so close so many times and not being able to do it. Washington, please.
Atlanta at Carolina.
Julio is back, but I think it's still going to be the Panthers. I think they're just trying to confident roll. This is all they got. So.
They eliminate it. Yeah, they're eliminated.
No, they're not, but it would take like 15 things, so it's never going to happen.
Indy at Oakland.
Tough game. I think it's going to be the Raiders.
Tampa Bay at New Orleans.
It's going to be another tough game, but I think the same. So I just have a feeling that the Buccaneers just need to be coming off wins, and I... Coming off the loss on the road, I don't know about that. I guess I'll beat the Saints.
Arizona at Seattle.
I don't know, because it's not going to mean anything for really anyone, because Seattle could lock up the second seed, Tiffy. So I guess Seahawks.
San Francisco at the Rams.
I don't know. I guess the Rams will win here.
Couple of big games, teams there, huh?
Yeah.
Cincy at Houston is the night game tonight. I don't know who's going to be watching an NFL game at 8:25 on Christmas Eve. I really don't.
Well,
and all these 4:25s will be at church.
Well, some people will, yeah. Not everyone in the world.
Cincy at Houston.
And all these teams fans.
Marvin Lewis.
If the Eagles won, you were playing around there. And you know you would.
Yeah, those two cities are watching. Cincy and Houston, yeah, they'll watch it.
Well, I think it's going to be Houston. Go to go on Marv Lewis. I've been telling you this for weeks.
Crowley says go on.
Mike Brown. He's exactly right. Mike Brown is 80 years old. They got one barrier. He lives in the past. He does not like change. They have no obvious line of succession on that staff where they could just elevate someone. He's going to be the Bengal coach in 2017.
And Guthrie will stay?
Yeah, everyone. Everyone's going to. If he stays, everyone stays. So everyone's going to be okay, all right?
Wow.
Your fella, your guy is going to be there.
On Christmas Day, we have two matchups. Baltimore at Pittsburgh.
Oh, I can't pick against Pittsburgh in this spot.
4:30. And then at 8:30, at Denver at Kansas City.
I just think that Denver is just a completely splintered and gone team. So I guess Kansas City.
And then Monday, Denver's not going to make the playoffs?
Very hard.
Wow.
Very, 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 very.
So great for the whole first part of the year.
He really had confidence in Trevor Siemian. Come on.
I thought the defense was unbelievable.
Well, they're not going to make the playoffs, man.
Amazing.
Because their defense is yelling. They're getting in fights in the locker room. It's a mess. They need to reevaluate. Busy offseason for them. And I don't want to pick this game because I don't. Jerry says he doesn't want to go back to 07 and rest guys and then lose in the first round like they did. So I don't know what they're going to do. So I'm going to not pick this game for the millions listening.
Do they have number one seed?
Everything's locked up for them, but I don't think they'll rest anyone because of 07. Here's a person that receives the rest. Probably, we got sir. Merry Christmas, Elias. We have.
Gentlemen, Merry Christmas to everyone. I'm actually in the car right now, shopping, because that's what smart guys do. They go shopping on Christmas Eve and throw elbows. Did you see my positioning today? I'm throwing elbows. I'm boxing out. I'm doing well in the paint.
That's what you got to do. It's only like 10:20 in the morning, so it's only gonna. You better get in early and not just burrow in for the rest of the day, because I think there's going to be a lot of other people the later we get.
Yeah, I think so, too. So I got a big swell. I'm in two championship games today. Apparently, hopefully you can confirm this for me, because I've been out since like 8:30. AJ Green is out today, is what I'm hearing?
No, AJ Green is not going to. He wants to play, but he's not going to play. No,
they're
no,
holding
no.
him out. Okay, well that's not great for me, because I got to figure out a plan B then, because I was counting on him being in there.
No, he's not going to be there. No, all I've heard is that he's not going to be there. So you got to figure somebody else out. So I got
two choices, right? And the one I got, it's either Larry Fitz or that dude, what's his name, Tyrell Williams from San Diego. Is that his name?
Well, they just play in Cleveland, so I guess I would go with that.
Yeah.
Or Larry Fitz could also lock into a touchdown, so that's really a tough spot.
I feel like no matter who I pick, it's going to be wrong. Whoever I don't pick is just going to go off and just cost me a bunch of money.
That's always how it works, isn't it? Yeah, you know that's always how it works.
If I lose, I'll film phone footage of me throwing chairs around angrily. You'll like
yes,
that.
Yes, I want to see them in short order if that does happen.
All right.
What kind of other teams are you playing quickly? Teams that you should beat or what?
The one game I'm a very, very slight projected underdog is winning like 2 or 3 points. The other game I'm a decent favorite. So I'm hoping – I'll take a chop right now. I'll take one.
So you is in a good position for a chop at least. All right.
Yeah.
Whatever.
That wouldn't be bad. So Sixers talk. I'd have thought Noel would have been gone by now. Once they haven't been playing him at all, what do you think? Do you think he's trading
you
in the would, next week?
I think he's got to leave very, very soon. I think there's nowhere they could go. I think even if they don't want to do it, just send him out of here. You got to send him out of here for a plate at this point. You really got to let him go.
They kind of messed that up. Like, they waited too long, I think. I mean, I guess...
They waited entirely too long. That's completely right. They had the whole summer to do something, and then they didn't do it.
And now it's like you're going to trade. Not that Noel has gigantic trade value, but he was still...
He's got more value than the other one does, and now
he probably does. Big
try to squander that. Squander.
Yeah, I mean, you're looking at I don't know. You're gonna trade him for like 50 cents on the dollar now. So yeah, I'm not thrilled with it. But I mean,
I don't know if it's even
so
that
great.
High, but it's gotta happen soon. It can't be like another month of this. It's gotta be now.
Yeah, I agree. I'll even take that rumor trade for Alan Crabb and what's in a first round pick or something. Even though it's stink, I'd be fine with that. We need a shooter. That's fine.
I don't think they'll even give you that because Alan Crabb is too good a player on a good team.
Yeah,
you're going to have to find a team
with a surplus of cards, I guess. But.
Right, which the Blazers do have. That's true about that.
Yeah.
Thank you, buddy.
Maybe the Warriors will give us Steph Curry for him.
Yeah, Steph. And Netherlands. And Netherlands could be balling out for the Dubs. So I think that's a good plan.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful
day. All right, young man. You have a good holiday. I'm about to get out of my car and fight some more. I'm parked at Barnes.
All right.
I'm at Concord Ball.
Keep
so
the fight on
some elbows.
And enjoy the day and survive it, and we'll talk to you again.
You too, sir. Take care, guys.
All right. Bye. Oh, S.C. Frank Craig, the last call of the year probably is up here. What do you got?
Well, I like the Noel's talk I think he's a nice player. He should have shut up, but he will be out of town. He will make his money someday. I think he's improved a lot. I think he's a really nice defensive player. He can rebound. I like him. I like him a lot. And the fact he's MB's buddy, probably, maybe it's a reason you want him to hold him. I don't know. I mean, maybe. What do you
maybe, because you don't know how MB will react if he goes, because he's been saying a ton of stuff already and doing a lot of GMing and nothing has even happened yet. So you don't know what's going to happen when something does happen.
Do you like the three-headed monster? Do you like the three of them being here?
I think it's completely, you can't have it. You just got to get it done as soon as possible. I think it's just untenable. I don't like it at all.
How about Lane Johnson coming back and showing them why you need great linemen if you're going to have a great team.
Yes. It gets shown to them in the NFL all the time, and it's just another example of that on Thursday, showing that Lane Johnson was such a critical part of it and that
Jimmy, when did they have Dallas?
What? Dallas is next week, and then we're done.
Next Sunday?
New Year's Day, and then we're done.
Okay, and what time? 1 o'clock game?
1 o'clock.
Well, I have news for you right now. I predicted they beat the Giants. They're going to beat Dallas, too. You watch.
Yeah, they probably are. I wouldn't be surprised at that at all.
I'd like to see the kid come out and throw for 4 touchdowns. All right. I'll let you go. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas. I'll see you tomorrow.
I'll see you tomorrow, and it'll be a good time. All right. That's it. Are we doing this on New Year's Eve, too?
Yeah. That's why you mixed up that a little bit.
Well, I think we should. That's what I say. So.
Now
I
get my steps yesterday.
All right.
We're
done. Everyone enjoy the shine to the millions out there, and we will talk to you at some point again.
I should put Christmas tunes on here.
Yeah.
How about beautiful? We're happy tonight. Welcome into the wonderland. How about that? Give me the very first lyric of that.
I don't know what it is. All right, goodbye. It's too bad that you don't.
Fire is so delightful, and since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
I'm not gonna.
Doesn't show signs of
stopping. I'm not gonna do that 4 o'clock, man. You gotta find another way. I'll accept any other way, but not at 4 o'clock.